December Administration Committee meeting to order. Just gentle at first. I'm going to ask Bob Nichols to lead us in the pledge. First off, we need a motion to approve the minutes of both the November 9 and November 22nd minutes.
Lando, so moved.
Second.
Any questions, comments, changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Here. Grievances, Nate? Nope. So we got Brenda.
Good morning.
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 So the Ethics Board came up with a revised financial disclosure form that we'd like to put into effect at the beginning of the year. We think it's a little easier to understand. we changed it so that you only have to report value amounts on two items, which are interest and contracts and business debts. So, and we changed it from personal debt to business debt because we're really not interested in personal debt. So we just need you to approve it. It'll need a resolution.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Second.
Second. Any questions for Brenda? Not on.
Aye.
Aye.
Oh.
Aye. Carries.
Aye. Aye.
The connection is
horrible. Got a little delay here. Gary. Rob.
Good morning. As a lot of you know, I've done I asked you to do an RFP to upgrade our phone system. It's been an ongoing struggle. We currently don't have
joined the meeting.
The knowledge base within my department to support this system. We were using Ronco as a subcontractor. So I've come up with several alternatives. So currently we're at about $185,000 a year for our phone system. To upgrade that existing phone system, we have a lot of hardware that's end of life. So we would need to replace that. The one-time hardware cost that we got from First Light is $32,000. And I came down to the totals down here. In the first year, it'd be $230,000. That includes all of our phone costs. My proposal today is to move to a cloud phone system. What that means is the phones connect directly out to the internet, to a PBX, a phone system out there. So they have all the hardware, except for the phones. Some of the things this does for us is it gives us the ability. So if we're at our phone at our desk and we need to leave, we can transfer that call to an app on our phone. The person on the other end doesn't know you even transferred it, and you can walk out the building talking to them. It also includes video messaging like our Zoom. So we wouldn't have that cost anymore going forward. I'm sure we would keep several accounts in certain areas of Zoom, but the majority of it would go away. So I got three different quotes, one from Ring Central Cloud, and it's listed on your paper there. Initially, I still have it on there. Initially, this was a 6.5 year price, but when we told them we needed it on contract, they could only go up to 5. So they kept the same pricing for a 5-year as they quoted us for the 6.5 years. And this includes free phones. On the back of your page, next one's Mitel Cloud. Again, it came with free phones. As we were getting these quotes, like in between getting the Mitel and the RingCentral quote, Mitel bought RingCentral. So I don't think we should even consider the Mitel Cloud, although they said they will support it up to 8 years. At some point, they're going to force us to go to RingCentral because they bought it. Which tells me that RingCentral is a better system than what they have. And the last one is WebEx Cloud, which is Cisco-based. They're taking a very long time to get us any information, which doesn't sit well with me, but they did give us setup and training cost. They gave us a monthly cost, but looking at the quote, they didn't include 911 fees or anything like that. Those are included in the Mitel quote and the RingCentral quote. They also didn't include any hardware for analog converters. What we need those for is for fax machines to convert the digital into analog. So WebEx looks a lot cheaper, but my consultant said that the fees and taxes are usually about 20%. So that would be an additional $30,000 a year on top of that $156,000 a year. So I'd like to recommend to you, or request from you, that we move to RingCentral Cloud for our phone system.
Rob, what's that? You've got a free phone at startup, but it shows a one-time cost of $38,000. Is that for phones or something else?
No, that's RingCentral. That's set up and everything. They have to set up their servers and everything on their end. It's all the configuration, everything they need to do to take what we have and put it up there.
What kind of, I guess, guarantees do they have that their system stays up? We don't have anything here at that with this type of system. It's all in the cloud. If we don't have phones working for a day or two because they got hacked or they got a ransomware note in the mail or something, I mean, it kind of takes all control away from us, which is a concern for me.
It does. I don't remember exactly, and I don't have it with me, but they were over 99.5% uptime. I don't remember the exact. I know it was and really close to 100% uptime. And they have redundancy and everything else, which we have here.
That's a good percentage.
Yeah.
I guess it's how long have they been doing this, and do they have a guarantee that within 2 hours they fix a problem, or is there any sort of guarantee for uptime for us?
Do you remember anything like that, Cody?
So for service level agreements for uptime, usually that's in the state that it works when they sign the agreement. That hasn't been spoken about yet.
I assume we have issues here with our system and downtime.
Yes.
To compare the two would be fair.
Yes, it would. I haven't done that yet. If we lost a piece of hardware right now, we could be down for a day.
Yeah. That's why I say I'm sure ours isn't perfect. It would be good to compare them. They may have a better history track record and the ability to recover quickly.
Yes.
It would be
helpful. Is there anybody else that's using them in the area?
There was one county. I don't remember what county that was.
So it wasn't actually a county.
You want to go to the mic, please?
I'm sorry. I do remember now. It was the DSS department for New York City is actually using Ring Central.
They don't care if their phone goes down.
Which is considerably larger than our county as far as employees.
What is the life on the phones? The life expectancy?
Usually phones, I mean, we've had our current phones for over 7 years.
Okay. Well, I was curious that if at the end of this contract, if we renewed, would they bring in new technology again if we renewed with their contract? And would it be necessary?
That's possible.
Okay.
Because the same thing with computers. After so long, if you upgrade to a new operating system, a lot of the old computers won't work with that operating system.
Sure.
So it's a very good possibility. For instance, the WebEx is actually Cisco bought WebEx. So we could use our phones if they were new enough, but they're not.
John?
I don't know if this is working or not, but you said that you don't have the expertise in-house in order to handle the phone system at this point. So I guess my question is, how much time are you now spending monitoring and managing the phone system for the county?
Well, we have one person who manages our telephonics technician who looks at it every day. We have in the past had Ronco as a on contract, so we could call them immediately. They no longer do that. But even regardless of that, we would still need to do an upgrade because of the hardware that's
okay. Out of but date. The thing of it is, you have one person dedicated just to handling the phones. Is that correct?
Yes.
So by moving to this cloud system, what are you going to do with that person?
They would still have a lot to do with the cloud system. We still manage it, but we don't have to deal with the hardware issues and things like that.
They would have to troubleshoot the front end, the user end, not the back end, the server or back end infrastructure. And Robin, Chris and I had, you know, a good amount of conversation about this as well. Moving to the cloud is the trend. To the chairman's point, we had, you know, a lot of questions about uptime, downtime, those sort of things. The service level agreements look like they'll cover that, and they have redundant data centers, which is good. And just the complexity of Cisco and some of the back office leads us to, you know, recommend that having us maintain that and those parts. We've had, you know, not insignificant issues with our phone system. With us maintaining them. So it seems like a good deal. The other thing to note is that we do have funds and capital projects for this replacement.
What part of it is going to be paid by capital project? We're not going to put the annual costs in the general fund budget.
The $38,000.
So our phones now, all of our connections and everything we pay out of our contractual. So the initial setup would come out of capital, and then the monthly. Well, in this case, with Ring Central, it's a year to get this price. They wanted it paid in full for a year prior, so that would come out of contractual.
Jeff.
I just wanted to ask one question. Do you think that the technology of these new phones will last the 5 years? I know a normal phone, you know, like you said, they've been here forever. But with computers and cell phones and stuff, you know, they get outdated within 5 years. Are you pretty comfortable that these new phones would be good for at least the 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're not cell phones. They're regular desk phones.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure the technology you thought would at least last the contract period.
Yeah. Another plus with these cloud ones is what's called a soft phone. So employees could have a soft phone on their computer, on their laptop. So when they go home, they could use a headset or a microphone and take their phone calls at home. It'll work wherever you are.
Is that only if you have high-speed internet at home?
I'm in the same boat as you. I would assume.
Sorry, I just got to bring out the knife and stick it in wherever I can.
Don't miss a beat.
I would assume, yes, that you would need probably at least 100 meg.
John?
So I guess one question is if we put this system in place, is there an out in case this thing does not come up to our expectations? So can we get out of this thing in 1 year or 2 year down the line if we're not satisfied?
When we enter into a contract, we always have a termination clause that we have to negotiate back and forth. Usually it's 60 or 90 days at most, usually.
Well, we should know in 90 days, shouldn't we?
Yeah. I think this is a good proposal. It's a reduction in cost on an annual basis. It's the latest and newest technology. I guess as long as you're comfortable with uptime guarantees of sort, then I mean, I think it's a good proposal.
Something else I'd like to mention is RingCentral was built in the cloud. Mitel came from a hardware PBX, as well as Cisco WebEx. They kind of brought it up out of their hardware PBX side. RingCentral was completely built to be web-based.
Well, and since they've been purchased by the other company, you don't have any concerns about this contract. As far as the cost, they're not going to change it on us since we are going to be doing this.
I would assume once we enter into the contract, since they already bought them, if we enter into it now, they would have to honor it.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
We got a motion. Is there a second?
Tag it.
Any other questions for Rob? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
What's the time frame that you're looking at?
So there's a lot to do before we start to implement.
Yeah.
And I would say at least 3 months of preparation before we even start to implement. At that point, what we'll do is we'll place phones beside the other phones on people's desks.
Two systems.
They'll have two systems. There'll be dummy, I'm going to call them dummy phone numbers, but they're real phone numbers on that new system. They'll keep their old phone number on the old system, but they'll be able to use that phone to test out the quality and stuff like that and all the options with it. When we do the cutover, their phone number will port over to that new phone and then their own old phone won't work anymore. So, but that'll be over a weekend and it doesn't take very long at all to port the numbers over to their system from ours.
Thank you.
Next, we got Board of Elections.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we have a couple of different things. The new voter registration system that we were going with next vote was finally certified by the state board at the end of November. And then we found out after they sent us the new updated contract and all of the information, and I'd sent it to Andy and Jen, they contacted me and told me that Next Vote had been bought by Hart. Hart is a voting machine company. They are both based out of Texas. We have talked with Next Vote, and the understanding is that none of the personnel is going to change. They're going to keep them two completely different systems, but we need approval to assign the contract from Next Vote to Hart. And then we need permission to sign the contract for 5 years with Next Vote. And also in the contract, they are requesting that they have a county project manager. And so we're asking for approval for the commissioners at the boards to be the project manager for the voter registration company for the transfer over.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the second part is because they are not going to be able to get us completely rolled over and online before the end of the year, we have to sign a contract with NTS because we are not allowed to go one day without a connecting voter registration system with the state. So there were two things. I talked to Jen, will be very glad when this is all over and done with. I've drove her crazy for almost a year with this full thing. Is one approval to sign the 1 year contract with NTS, but also to change the payment schedule with NTS. Instead of a single payment of $35,973 due on January 15th of 2022 to quarterly payments in the amount of $8,993.35, with the first payment due on January 15th of 2022, and also to be able to add a cancellation for convenience clause to the contract.
I'll make the motion.
For a second.
Second.
Any questions?
Yeah, I mean, not we're on public record here, but there are, it's more beneficial to the county not to spend all that money up front in case we need to leave the contract.
All in favor? I'm sorry, Jenna.
Aye.
So we're having a dual system here. We're paying two vendors for the same service for the same time period. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
The new system, they have to migrate the rest of our data and get everything in place before it's actually live. And then yes, so until that point, we are going to have to have a contract with NTS until it's completely done.
Are you expecting it to be done in the first quarter?
That is the hope and the prayer. But things happen the way they happen. But yeah, that is, we hope to be live with the new system before the first quarter is done.
Okay, so we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nate.
Here we go again. Good morning. I just have one request today, and it is to create five raise the age positions in social services, a case supervisor, a senior caseworker, two caseworkers, and a senior social welfare examiner. And these are budgeted positions in your 2022 budget.
Don't we get reimbursed by the state for these positions?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Got a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions for Kathy?
Well, we're only going to fill one right now,
And we're going to share the position with our child advocacy center as well because of numbers. And we also get to maximize the services, but also maximize the revenues. So we're going to only fill those positions as we see the numbers go up.
Thank you.
You said in the previous committee.
Public safety. Health and ed.
Public. Health and ed. Yeah, it wasn't public safety. You said that they, if they're not working full time on the raised age stuff, they're doing other things as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to share it with the Child Advocacy Center, which we've had over 200 interviews this year. Okay. There's lots of need within the department, as you all know. So, yeah, they won't be sitting idle at all.
Anything else for Kathy? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Jack, are you Chris?
Chris is going to handle the contracts first.
Okay, thanks.
We have a few contracts to renew, the first one being Securitas. In the amount of $240.
We can't hear him, I don't think.
Can't hear you. Looking to renew the Securitas agreement for 2022 in the amount of $240,000, which is the same as 2021.
So moved.
Second, what is that company? What do they do for us?
Security for COB, nights, weekends.
Okay. Like I just couldn't remember. Thank you.
Any other questions? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Second contract is social media archiving services, an amount not to exceed $5,000 in 2021. This year it was $4,788. So we just looking for a small increase.
I'll move it.
Latimer, I'll second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Third contract renewal is for Enterprise and our leased vehicles for the motor pool and some specific departments. This will be renewed through Sourcewell. The amount not to exceed $407,000. That's the budgeted amount for 2022 if everything were to arrive in January, which we're still waiting on 2021 cars to be delivered, so it'll be much less than that.
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The final contract renewal is for the parking lot lease out back of Joel Havens there for the motor pool and DSS vehicles for $4,000 to LJ Dixon, which is unchanged from previous years.
I'll move it.
I'll second. Latimer.
Got a motion to second. John, got a question?
The parking or the lot that we bought across the street, is this what we're talking about?
Oh, it's out,
no.
Out back
this
here.
Is back.
Out back.
So where are we at with the parking lot over here? Wasn't there some work that was going to be done on that?
Well, not. They're using it. The contractors are using it for keeping their equipment and stuff there while they finish the building project. After that, it was just going to be drain system, pavement, and I think some lighting.
Right.
I was actually going to ask Jack about that today, is could we use ARPA money here to do that?
To do the bowling alley parking lot?
The bowling alley parking lot, yeah.
Yeah, that is included in the design with Labella.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We left it out there.
You anticipated my question then.
So my other question is if that's going to be the case and that comes to fruition, that parking lot, are we going to be needing this other in another year in 2023?
That's going to be your choice. You won't be needing it. But you know, if you wanted to continue that lease, you certainly could if the owners wanted to, but it wouldn't be, in my view, a need any longer.
Carol, did you have a question? Okay.
It's actually come in handy for us. Fortunately, we were able to get it for the years that we needed it.
They've been a great partner. Eric Rose and DPW worked with them, you know, to make sure that, you know, there was proper gravel and those sort of things. You know, we work together. We work with the village. But yeah, the Dixons have been a great partner, and this has been a big help.
Anything else? We do? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, so those are the contracts. Thank you. We did put out an RFP. It was time for communications, public relations services. We did receive two responses back. The internal candidate that we had previously discussed was not interested any longer for a number of different reasons, COVID being the most pronounced. So we have two responses from this RFP. One is from Dennis Sweeney, who is an individual in the Corning area and does PR type work for a number of private companies. And then also Parham Communications, Mary Parham, who obviously we've had a contract with for a number of years running now. Price was close to the same. Parham Communications proposed $24,050 per year, and Sweeney proposed $50 an hour. When you work that out to, you know, the 10 hours a week that we estimate, that's about $26,000. But we as a team would recommend awarding to Parham Communications in the amount of $24,050 a year.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Got a second?
Any
questions?
I move it. Hilda.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. We do have items for executive session for you folks. Two items related to collective bargaining and one for the acquisition lease sale of real property.
In the law department has an additional one that just didn't make the list of discussing pending litigation.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
We're in executive session.
Hilda, there's a lot of background noise or back of executive session.
All in favor?
Aye.
How about a motion to adjourn? So Gary can lead us.
Motion to adjourn, Robin.
Since we're
second.
Go ahead, vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion.
Since we're not back on public yet. So the mask mandate.